You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
The most interesting thing in tech? There's a really interesting article today by my colleague Cecilia D'Anastasio about the esports industry. She makes a comparison between esports and physical sports. Well, they're quite similar in most ways. If you want to be a professional Call of Duty player, you train, you dedicate your life to it. It's probably a dream there. Child proteges, teenage stars, people who've built careers, their teams, their fans, there's intensity. There's a lot that's the same. And there's a lot of money being made. There's huge money in people watching and the actual events. But there's one crucial difference, one thing that Cecilia points out that changes a lot of it. And that is, in, say, professional basketball, nobody owns basketball. Nobody owns the fundamental IP. Whereas in esports, they do. If you play professional Call of Duty, well, professional Call of Duty is owned by someone. And if you want to counter the owner, if you want to go against Activision, for example, well, you really can't. You don't have any leverage. So what does that ultimately mean? It means that in professional gaming, a higher percentage of the rents go to the intellectual property owners, a higher percentage of the power accrues to them, and ultimately decisions can be made that wouldn't be made in professional sports. If professional Call of Duty wants to shift from 5-player teams to 4-player teams or 8-player teams or 2-player teams, well, that can just happen. Professional basketball, well, it's going to be 5v5. It's much harder to go 6v6. There are, of course, advantages to being an esports professional, much less likely to get a concussion, all kinds of other things. But Cecilia points out a very interesting comparison and a very interesting difference. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.